This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. One Coloradan is dead after a McDonald's E. coli outbreak. Another 27 are sick, including one child that's in the hospital. It's still unclear what's caused the outbreak, but it's believed to be connected to the chain's famous Quarter Pounder burger. Around 50 people have been infected nationally. Most people recover from E. coli without treatment after 5 to 7 days. Denver's super project for the area around Ball Arena won approval from the city council last night. The 25-year plan will turn 65 acres of arena parking lots into an extension of the downtown. Amanda Sandoval is president of Denver City Council.
There's a Native American terminology that talks about that we do lasting work for the next 7 generations, and I take that to heart. I really do. My grandpa was from Navajo country, and he taught us that saying. And so for me, this is a historic community benefit agreement rezoning package that goes above and beyond the criteria, and it will actually make and prioritizes the needs of our community and the needs of the next 7 generations to come.
Plans for the new neighborhood include 6,000 housing units, an early childhood education center, and business space. A new tool aims to save you money on health care. The free Colorado Hospital Price Finder follows a bill signed by Governor Polis in 2022 that requires hospitals to disclose prices. It's meant to make it easier for Coloradans to research every available hospital and shop for the care that works for them. It can be found at ColoradoHospitalPrices.com. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.